Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. We are thankful to God for another day's journey. I hope and pray that you are blessed, that you are enjoying this week, and that God has provided for you everything that you stand in need of, both spiritually and physically. Thank you for joining us live on the call. For those of you who are on from all over the country, amen. I just thank God for you and thank God for your time with me in the morning. And thank God for those who will be listening later. I pray that God bless you as well. Well, beloved, I'm going to get right to the word. This word is so good. I just was blessed by it. I hope you're blessed as well. I want you to look at Psalm 128. Psalm 128. And the psalm is so good, I just couldn't stop at one, so I'm going to do all six verses. It reads really quickly, so don't worry. I won't be preaching a 30-minute sermon here, but it's a powerful psalm of tremendous, tremendous blessing. So Psalm 128, all six verses. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like the olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing of the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And may you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Wow, powerful song. For the next few minutes, I just want to talk about preparing for my blessing. Preparing for my blessing. Amen. Beloved, here is a short psalm that is a reminder for the righteous. It's a reminder for the righteous that every day, please hear me here, every day is not about living through hardship. You know, some people have put the moniker on the Christian that we're just, you know, saved just to suffer, saved just to continue to grind and go through, saved just to live in hardship. No. Not all the time. Now, yes, hardship, suffering, that is a part of what it is, means to be a Christian, but that's not always. I love it because in times of challenge and difficulty and times of when we may go through some challenges in our lives, God sprinkles blessings in the lives of his children. See, God does not want us just to survive, just to say, I'm making it. How you doing, Doc? I'm all right. I guess I'm okay. I'm going to make it. No, God wants us to thrive and to be blessed and to, you know, live a blessed life. So life in Jesus and walking with the Lord can be filled with major blessings. But it's important, beloved, that if these blessings are to be ours, that we have to prepare for the blessings of God. In fact, this psalm reminds us of what is important in preparing for what's to come. It's as if this psalm is like preparing for the newborn or the bundle of joy that is to come into a new family and a new household. if you don't prepare for the blessing, if you don't make room for the blessing, if you don't allow space for the blessing, then you won't be adequately ready to receive your blessing. So you've got to prepare. I'm preparing for my blessing. I'm preparing for my abundance. I'm preparing for my overflow. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we prepare for our blessings? How do we prepare for the abundance to come? How do we prepare for the blessings of God? Three things, just three things that I want to give you out of this psalm, this short psalm that I believe will prepare us for the blessings that are to come. Number one, we must have the right conditions in order to receive our blessing. We must have the right conditions for it or to receive our blessings. Conditional blessings. Look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him." Blessed are all who fear the Lord and who walk in obedience to him. Now, this is important. This helps us to understand that if you follow the Lord, then you are a prime candidate for the Lord's blessings, meaning that if you have a healthy respect for God, this puts you in place to receive blessings from on high. But not only must you respect God, but you have to have a fellowship. It's not just about fear of the Lord, healthy respect, but you got to walk in obedience. That fear must be turned into fellowship, meaning that you obey the commands of God. You're walking in obedience, which means that the person who is a recipient that has a healthy respect and reverence for God, this is what actually forms and puts a down payment on the relationship that you have with God. See, when you have a relationship with God, meaning you fear the Lord, you follow the Lord, you have a respect and reverence for God, you are walking in obedience to God, that all is conducive for relationship with the Lord. And so the right conditions to receive your blessing is that when you have a relationship with the Lord, when you have respect and you revere God, you walk in accordance to his word, you follow in obedience, you are fearful of the Lord, meaning you have a healthy respect. All of those things denote the fact that you and I have a good relationship with God, which makes us prime candidates to receive the blessings from God on high. So you got to have that relationship. That relationship with God's got to be right if you're going to be preparing for your blessing. But there's more here, beloved. Not only is it important that you have the right conditions to receive your blessing, but then number two, beloved, God chooses whom God will bless. That not only are blessings conditional, but only the chosen are to be blessed. Look at verses 2 through 4. Verses 2 through 4. It says, "You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessing and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children will be like the olive shoots around your table. This will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord." Did y'all read that with me? The will is a future forward word, which means that God guarantees that if you are fearful, your faithfulness produces fearful respect and following and reverence the Lord. So when you're faithful, that's the thing that God is looking for, and making sure that you are fearful in his, your respect for God, and following in reverence to God, then you'll be chosen for fruitfulness from God. We'll then be receivers. So blessing and prosperity, did y'all see that? Will be yours. So everywhere you see will be, hallelujah, in this psalm, denotes the fact that God has chosen you as his children to receive blessings from on high. So the condition for the chosen is blessings that are to come. It's a guarantee that God has. And look at this. Look at the structure. It says the fruit of your labor. You will eat the fruit of your labor, meaning that fruitfulness is on the way. Blessing and prosperity will be yours. All right. It's guaranteed. You will be yours. And then verses 3-4 kind of shows like how a family prepares for children, how a family prepares for the new bundle of joy in the life. And so this is how we prepare for blessings. It says your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. So fruitfulness will be in your home. And then your children will be like olive shoots around your table. You will see blessings from within your own household, but you got to prepare for it. And then it says, verse 4, yes, this will be the blessing for the man or person who fears the Lord. Look at the loop. Let me give you the loop, and then I'm moving. So the condition for the chosen is like them having children. Verses 3 through 4, fruitful vine is given to a faithful family, and that faithful family will then prepare for continual guaranteed blessings. So the shoots, the olive shoots that's around the table, are reminders of the fruitfulness that will take place in your household. But then the guarantee is based upon the fact that you have a healthy respect and reverence, a fear for the Lord. So watch it. Faithfulness produces fearful respect, following in reverence. The chosen are then fruitful in all they do as receivers, and blessings and prosperity become the condition for the chosen. Do you know you've been chosen to be blessed? I hope you know that. But it's all about the fact that you have faithfulness in your fearful respect and following in reverence the Lord. That's verse 1. And then verses 2 through 4, that faithfulness goes and is given to those who are chosen for fruitfulness, receivers. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. So the condition for the chosen is that God's going to give you blessings. Okay, I'm just so flabbergasted by this psalm. All right, let's keep moving. So not only is it important to understand that the right conditions will help you to prepare to receive your blessings, not only is it important to understand that God chooses whom God wills to be blessed, you're chosen to be blessed. But here's the final thing. The psalm concludes with a prayer of continued blessings. So not only is your current household blessed, and not only will your current household be blessed for those that prepare, but then there's this concluding prayer of continued blessings. Look at verses 5 and 6. It says here, may the Lord bless you from Zion. My God. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. And may you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. I got to wrap it up. But the thing that got me is This is a prayer for perpetual blessings. Then not only are we chosen to be blessed, and not only do we have to have the right conditions to receive the blessing, but God also tells us that if we live in accordance to his word and being faithful, fearful, following, fruitful, and that fruitfulness is within the family, you know, the household of faith, then God promises us this. Listen, this then perpetual blessings shall follow. And the thing that got me, y'all, is he said, may the Lord bless you from Zion. So that's blessings from above. May you see the prosperity all the days of your life, that you are going to be blessed. And then it says perpetually, may you live, that's a blessing for you, to see your children's children, meaning that you will see the generations that will follow you be blessed as well, and may you receive peace and prosperity in the intro. This thing is so fascinating. I got to stop. I told y'all we're going to make it to a sermon. Let's pray. Oh, this is so powerful. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning thankful and grateful, Lord, for a psalm that helps us to realize that every day is not about the challenges we face alone. Every day is not about the hardship we have to endure always. God, that every now and then you provide us with blessings. And Lord, help us to acknowledge more so the blessings you provide than the things that are around us that are burdensome and heavy. Lord, help us to acknowledge, Lord, not only that you have brought us through hardship and trial, but help us to acknowledge, Lord, that, Lord, you want us to make room for the blessings that come from you from on high. So, Lord, bless our households. Bless our families, Lord. Bless us, Lord God, to be prosperous. Prosperous not in just material things, but in the immaterial, Lord. Help us to be prosperous, Lord God, and to find peace, that we may see our children's children be blessed. That not only are we blessed, but that our children's children will be blessed as well. God, we love you. We thank you. We bless you. We adore you. And we honor you this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As y'all can tell, I'm excited about this psalm because I'm going to make room for my blessings. I hope you do the same as well. Blessings are on the way. Receive them and get ready to see your children's children's blessed. Day 33, y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.